A surprise overnight attack. The carnage found at daylight. 24 Pakistani soldiers killed, almost as many injured, along the border with Afghanistan. A U.S. military report released on Thursday says both U.S. and Pakistani forces are to blame for what happened on November 26th.
Inadequate coordination by U.S. and Pakistani military officers operating through the Border Coordination Center, including our reliance on incorrect mapping information shared with the Pakistani liaison officer, resulted in a misunderstanding about the true location of Pakistani military units.
The report says U.S. and NATO officers missed chances to call off the attack until it was too late. But it also blames Pakistani officers for not publicizing sooner the existence of the two border posts, Volcano and Boulder. The posts were not shown on any ISAF or U.S. maps. The report says the U.S. and Afghan troops fired back in self-defense, thinking insurgents were attacking them. The Pakistanis' version of events is not included in this report. They refuse to cooperate. After the attack, the Pakistanis closed two border crossings used for NATO supply shipments and kicked U.S. officers out of an airbase used for unmanned drone operations. What Islamabad wants is an official apology from the U.S. for the soldiers' deaths. It's not clear if the Pentagon's declaration of regret will be enough to repair a relationship already under serious strain. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.